Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's catch you up with all the latest. Turns out the Browns did sign Kadarius Toney to the practice squad.
To the practice squad.
So somehow we've lowered the bar on that transaction already. And Connor Orr, in response to the latest lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, saying, for what it's worth, the NFL declined to comment when I asked if the new civil filing against Deshaun Watson could result in the opening of a new investigation. So we're still working through it. And to talk about all the latest from yesterday to Kadarius Toney to the latest civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, we welcome in Daryl Ryder, my Browns press box buddy. We hang out a lot in there. And now he's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, how you doing, buddy?
It's been a day. How are you?
Yeah. That even for like a Browns Monday that's coming off a loss, it's been a day. Let's get started with maybe the first part of this, which is the latest civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. Have the Browns had any comment on this, made any comment on this in any way?
No, nothing from the Browns, and nothing yet back from the league office either. I heard what Connor Orr said. I asked that very same question, and waiting to hear back on that. So I guess I will also at some point get a no comment. But the latest allegations, really the most severe that have been levied against Watson, the details of which I have posted on our website, and folks can read about it there. But again, these are the most serious allegations that have been made against Watson to date, because this particular lawsuit that was filed in Houston civil court today alleges that a sexual assault occurred back in October of 2020.
Is there any belief this will be handled differently than the other civil lawsuits?
That I don't know, Jonathan. I don't have enough information at this point really to give you any clarity on that.
So as this is a pretty new thing here, I know that there are a lot of hypotheticals we can ask you. We're going to spare those, quite frankly.
Yeah, if we could spare speculation and hypotheticals, that would be good.
Yeah, so I think now we can kind of flip it to the actual play of Deshaun yesterday. It seems like a fair amount of people want to put yesterday's performance all on Deshaun. I don't know, I feel that way or JP feels that way. Do you look at yesterday's loss and put that squarely on Deshaun?
No, I mean, it's a collective failure across the board from Kevin Stefanski and the coaching staff to the protection he received up front, to the help and sometimes lack of help he received from the supporting cast around him. And then obviously he certainly shoulders his fair share of the responsibility there. But no, I agree with what Kevin Stefanski said multiple times this afternoon when we spoke with him on Zoom about Deshaun's performance. And, he reiterated on multiple occasions, hey, this is not a one-man show. This is, a collective sharing of the blame with what took place from yesterday. But obviously, because of what the Browns gave up to get him here, and as well as the current contract that he has, right? Who he was also going against in, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, obviously all eyes are on, Watson's struggles.
But now that we have hindsight to our advantage, Daryl, would you have played Deshaun in the preseason?
No, I don't think that this is necessarily about playing Deshaun in the preseason, because we saw yesterday why they didn't play him in the preseason. He got hit 17 times in that game, 6 sacks. And then got hit 11 more times on top of that. And you just did, with the tackle situation being what it is, I totally understand why Kevin Stefanski did not want to risk subjecting him to that kind of a beating in a meaningless preseason game. I would say the hindsight, second guessing from my standpoint, Jonathan, comes in. I don't think that they prepared very well during training camp. That first half was very reminiscent of day one of the joint practices with the Minnesota Vikings, with the flags on the offensive line up front, the inability to gain yardage, the inability of Watson to deal with the pressure that was coming his way from the edges up front. Just looked awful reminiscent to me. It really did. And, really unfortunate results there in the first half, just one single first down. I anticipated a slow start offensively. I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
Daryl, I think one of the things I pointed out early in today's show is what frustrates me is when this team gets caught off guard and then we see an unexpected lopsided loss. And I don't think that was all about talent, even preparedness. I think there was a lot that went into losing this game the way that you did.
Right.
And I feel like we're getting a couple of these a year. Last year, the first ones that came to mind were the West Coast road trip, the Rams games, the Broncos game. Right. 2 years ago, in that kind of ill-fated 2022 season, there were three or four of those games, namely the Falcons game where you got run all over.
Yeah.
Why are these kind of games, which speak to, I'll be honest with you, it's not a serious performance. It's not a competitive performance is maybe the more fair way to, why do we keep having these?
Well, they pop up on occasion and it's unfortunate. I honestly don't know why. The offense did not look great in training camp, and well, there you go. Didn't look great yesterday. I think it's fair to say you can have a little bit of a correlation there. Who's to blame for that? Well, obviously the buck stops at Kevin Stefanski's desk on that one. New offense, great. Can we have the old one back? Because that one was a heck of a lot more fun to watch than that, what we saw yesterday. There is the other component to this too, and Deshaun mentioned it after the game, unbeknownst to me. I did not realize his father had passed away on Friday. A friend and former teammate passed away on Saturday. So he was playing with a heavy heart and other things on his mind. And so I'm willing to grant him that kind, that grace. But I just I'm at a point with him right now when it comes to the football aspect of things, and I mentioned this today on the morning show. At some point, there needs to be a return on this investment for the Browns, right? At some point, this guy has to play at a level commensurate with the contract and the investment that the Browns made in him. And they really don't have a lot to show for it. Now, hey, Browns made their bed. They got to sleep in it. They're the ones that made this trade. And so they have to live with the results. But, man, I really miss those final 5 weeks of last season because that was really fun football to cover. Yesterday was not fun to cover, and it certainly wasn't fun for those fans to sit and watch.
A lot of national people calling for Jameis Winston yesterday around halftime or so. Dan Orlovsky was one of them. John Fanta went on all sorts of a tirade on Twitter. But let me ask you, though. I think he's going to have the full season. I think it's his season, and he'll see it the entire way through. Do you believe that to be true as well?
As far as
playing every game. Like, it doesn't matter how bad it gets. He's your quarterback, and that's you got to see the whole season through.
I mean, as we speak now, yeah. Now, is that what I would do if I were the Browns? I don't know. I don't know that you can afford to spend another year of Myles Garrett's career, right? Final year you have Amari Cooper, at least as we speak right now. You brought in Jerry Jeudy this offseason. Last season it was Elijah Moore, right? I mean, these veteran offensive linemen, guys like Joel Bitonio, who's now in his 11th season, do you really want to waste that? We'll see what he does after this year. Wyatt Teller. I mean, it's you'd hate to see an entire season be collapsed because of one player. And I'm not saying that that's the case or going to be the case or whatever. We'll see how it goes here in the next couple of weeks here before. You know, I'll get into any declarative statements about whether or not they should contemplate any type of, you know, changes. But, you know, I do stand by what I said about at some point, this guy's got to start playing the game the way it needs to be played because he has looked pedestrian. And I think I'm insulting the adjective of calling him pedestrian by saying that for much of the time that he's been on the field. It's just not been impressive. That's just all there is to it.
Daryl, I want to paint a word picture here, friend. You and I are sitting in the press box as this game is getting massively out of hand. And Daryl just came from the dessert thing. And the dessert, and Daryl's having what looks to be the most delicious-looking apple crumb cake. Was there whipped cream or ice cream on top?
Ice cream. Vanilla ice cream on top was phenomenal.
So it was funny how verbose and over-the-top you were about how good it was. It was made funnier for how bad the football, like it was, you could time it up for every bad, here's an interception. Daryl would, oh, Nick, you got to get some of this. This is the best apple crumb cake. And it was like, it got progressive. Like the plays got, you know, there'd be like a blown tackle. Oh, Nick, I mean, why have you seriously this? Am I wrong on this? Because this is exactly how I remember it.
Oh, I was dangling it in front of the fat man. I don't shy away from that at all.
Daryl, he's not wrong.
I was trying to lead Nick Wilson into temptation, and you know what? I have to compliment your willpower, Nick. As I make the joke, you have been making an effort to slim down here, and me being the jerk that I am, I'm like crushing M&Ms, and I'm having apple crumb cake and ice cream and, tempting you to go check out the wall of diabetes they set up for us, which was just, all these desserts. They did a great job. Shout out to, to the Browns and the catering service and all that. But they did a great job. But I kept tempting Nick with sweets and junk food the whole day. And I got to give you props, man. You resisted my endless onslaught of, tempting the fat guy. You basically said talk to the hand on multiple occasions, and I commend you for that. Sincerely.
This shows how much you paid attention. I ate a whole thing of Reese's Pieces.
All you told me was on
and a brownie and two of the pretzel sticks In that, like, everything else was above the board. I was really good, except for all the candy and sweets that I ate. So, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. Practice squad, huh?
You likey?
I guess. I mean, I kind of feel like they're taking a look, seeing what's there, right? They didn't sign him to the active roster. They put him on the practice squad. So, tells me that they're taking a peek, and if they like what they see, then maybe at some point you'll see him elevated to the 53. I don't think he comes with vanilla ice cream on top there, Nick.
Daryl, I gotta say,
Kadarius Toney, a la mode.
It was a pretty
yeah.
It was a pretty basic question. Kadarius Toney, you like?
Sorry, I had visions of brownies and M&Ms and apple crumb cake in my head.
I'm not letting this go. You like?
I mean that was quite the segue on your part.
I'm not saying I don't like it.
I'm just telling you what the move and what it means.
I hear you. I'm just gonna likey no likey.
I'm indifferent. I'm not nearly as passionate about that move as I am the apple crumb cake and ice cream.
I don't know if you know how bits work.
I have an idea what you're doing, and I am intentionally jamming you up.
If you are given two options and you go, I'll take door C.
I always take door C. I know. How long have you known me? I usually take the third door.
I think I squealed.
Daryl.
We're the bad guys.
All you had to say was likey, no likey, you jerk. Was that just one game or something more?
He asked you a real question now, Daryl.
I know. I have to gather myself. It was
likey or no likey?
No likey. What I saw yesterday, that's for sure.
Hey!
I'm not the only one there. There's a lot of red flags. I'm trying to maintain perspective here that it's just 1-17, even though they had 6 months to get ready for this thing. But there are a lot of red flags that I am concerned about. I'm concerned about the offensive line, certainly concerned with Deshaun Watson and his ability to regain his form. This is really the first time I'm starting to wonder if he's ever getting it back. They can tell me they believe in him and he believes in himself until they're blue in the face. At some point, I need to see it. And right now, I don't know if I believe in him that he's going to get it back. He's played 13 games since the 2020 season when he led the NFL in passing. And I think it's common sense that, you know, it might be tough to regain your form if you haven't played a lot of football for, you know, 3-4 years here. And so this is the first time I'm starting to question whether or not this thing's actually going to work with him.
Daryl, much appreciated, buddy. As for this interview, me likey, and I appreciate you, buddy.
And as for you, I likey. Peterlin, maybe a no likey.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I'm kidding. I had to do it, though.
I jammed you up so much more than he did. Daryl, we got to run, buddy. Appreciate
you. You bet, guys.
Bye, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder brought to you.
I switched mics. That's why that sounded so funny.
Cleveland's Premier Jewelry Store. It was also that Daryl went from playing around to being like, I'm out.
Well, he plays the game when he wants to throw someone down. That's the fun part.
We'll react to everything we had to say with Daryl there next on 92.3.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan. Just had Daryl on. I will tell you, when I saw the Kadarius Toney news, my initial thought was...
Likey?
No likey.
No likey.
Not even a little likey.
Oh.
And then I saw it was like, because we both kind of like, oh my God.
Well, we were ramped up for something big.
Well, yeah, Keith set us up to fail. Well, okay, but in his eyes, succeed, because it made us look... We got a good laugh. But now that he's on the practice squad, it's like, okay, I don't really care about that. I just don't know what they're looking for that they don't have.
Very so, fair.
Like that,
but he's never been anything in the NFL.
Well, now, there was a minute when he first got to Kansas City. That first year, he looked like he had a chance. The problem is, last year, he had the infamous penalty of lining up on offsides, which cost him a game against Buffalo. There were multiple drops. Wasn't the Buffalo game?
Yeah, but wasn't that the Travis Kelce trick play?
Yeah, because didn't it bring back the touchdown or whatever.
Yeah, I believe that's right. He had 171 yards 2 years ago and 169 yards last year with Kansas City.
Wait. Are you serious?
171 yards.
Like in a game?
No. Like a season.
A season. So I saw like one play of him, and that was his good play that season?
You must have saw him be awesome. Yeah, I guess so.
I did not know he was that booty.
Well, I mean... He didn't get targeted a ton there, and within the receptions.
I'm trying
to put lipstick on the Kadarius Toney pig. Is that what I'm doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, I don't know it can be classified as a surprise. I think the bigger concern is, what are you going to do at tight end? I think Nathan pointed this out. Daryl pointed this out. Jordan Akins actually looked pretty functional yesterday.
Tom Brady did call Akins at one point, David Njoku. That went by a lot of people, but it was a play involving Jordan Akins, and he definitely called him David Njoku.
In fairness.
Burkhart was a pro, though. Burkhart didn't correct him at all, and Burkhart just kind of kept it moving.
Well, yeah, because Kevin Burkhart saw what Tom Brady just did to Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
Like, he'd love to work with Greg again, but not at, like, Barstool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you're headed. If you come at the king, you best not miss.
But I do wonder, and this is... It's whatever. I know that most organizations aren't that forthcoming with injuries. The David Njoku thing, I think, is something to seriously worry me about.
I thought he looked really good yesterday.
I don't know. He's such a big body now. Like, he's filled out, and I mean muscularly. He's not like heavy set or anything. He's not me. But it's weird to watch him move now because he's still fast as hell and strong as hell. He's a great blocker, but like... I don't know. It's still like either him or Akins just look to be mammoth human beings.
He looked like he had a LeBron's build. When I looked at him, I saw LeBron's build.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, which LeBron? We're not talking late career LeBron. We're talking about when LeBron came back and he was like, or no, first LeBron that was like 6'8", 270.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
see. Oh, I did want to ask you because you and I didn't get into this. Do you think that people saying yesterday was about a lack of preseason, Is that an excuse or a real factor?
Ah, funny you bring that up, because I will be talking about that at 7 o'clock on Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin.
Am I jumping the shark on your topic?
No, you're fine. It really doesn't matter. I'd rather tell it to you now and then give a different version at 7 o'clock anyway. But yeah, listen, I get it. Cowboys didn't play Dak. Cowboys didn't play. CeeDee Lamb didn't do anything in the preseason. He was busy worrying about his contract. I get that. It's also CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. How can we just equate those two and say, well, it was all right for them? It didn't make sense to me. I didn't love it. I don't love the fact that even in hindsight, we're still like, well, the Browns made the right call. We don't have a way to prove it one way or another, but you can't tell me one first down in the first half was anything close to Deshaun Watson being ready for the season. I don't know how you would have gotten him ready, Nick, but I know it wasn't that.
Yeah, and I... So the only kind of silver lining, the remaining acorn that I'm willing to let germinate and go to seed and maybe become a tree.
It was a lot for one acorn.
A lot. I have high expectations.
It's a big acorn.
Is this idea of, I think it's a catch-22. Did the passing offense look the way that it did all preseason long because Deshaun's coming off a shoulder injury, or did it look that way because the offensive line was in peril and constantly churning through different tackles?
Yeah, I think it could be a combination of both, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if it's 80% the tackle situation,
yeah,
then you should see them start to develop stuff down the field pretty quickly as soon as this Sunday.
I think the thing people get wrong is, even though it was Bill Callahan here last year, people think we had a great offensive line last year. We started 11 different guys. Pro Football Focus ranges as the 23rd best offensive line in the sport. We just don't think about it because we think Bill Callahan can only teach awesome offensive lines. Joe Flacco didn't have a great offensive line.
I think he got the Peterlin pass.
Who did?
Yeah, I think Callahan did because his tackles were guys I cannot recall off the top of my head right now.
There was a lot of Jermaine Urfetti who was in yesterday.
Oh, no. Who was the other? There was
a lot of guys that we'll never remember.
I'm not going to pull these names. I just realized now.
It's not going to happen.
But I think.
You search for it, though.
I am because I remember them. Louisville. He played at Louisville, yeah, and then at Houston.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And then he's selling car insurance right now. Which is fine. That's a good career study. Nice 401k. But no, I mean, I hear what you're saying. This is different than that. That offensive line that played yesterday is worse than anything we saw, including...
We did have a lot of games last year where we didn't have the starting left tackle and the starting right tackle, but you still had the three in the middle.
And they still played better. Like, this is, like, that is probably the worst. And again, it could just be incidental. I'm not saying that it's definitive that means that the offensive line, this is all because of Andy Dickerson or Bill Callahan leaving. But
Watson averaged 4.1 seconds to throw per pressure dropback. That was the eighth best time under pressure. I'm not gonna excuse the penalties or anything like that, but a lot of the advanced numbers suggest that he had a lot of time in the pocket. A lot more than maybe we at least gave him credit for in the moment.
I'm still not giving him credit. I'm going to need to see those numbers. And when I say see those numbers, I'm going to need to have somebody very smart and explain them
to me. On the six sacks he did take, this comes from Jason White, our buddy, who will be on tomorrow, by the way. On the six sacks he did take, his average time to throw was 4.87 seconds. That ranked 10th. For week one.
I think we can go back to the offensive line stunk and and Deshaun stunk and held onto the ball too long.
Okay. Ask Jason tomorrow. He's got a litany of numbers that suggest that the offensive line. Now, what he doesn't at least give us any sort of explanation for is the amount of penalties and the fact that DeJuan Jones kept having his name called over and over and over again. How frustrating that was, Nick.
Well, we have another Nick now giving us a call on why he isn't giving up on Deshaun after Sunday's play. Nick, welcome to the show.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on. Not too much. You know, maybe I'm a little too optimistic here, but I would like to see what your thoughts are on this, why I'm not giving up on Deshaun yet. I mean, I understand he had his opportunities to shine and redeem himself yesterday, but, you know, let's look at everything. I mean, I got multiple reasons here. So one of the things, his dad died a couple of days ago. That could be a factor. Yeah, the O-line sucked. But, you know, we also had some guys drop passes that were either catchable or very catchable. You know, we didn't have a good running game. It's his first game back since last fall, I believe. And let's also not forget, he had some bad games last year, and everybody was freaking out last year when he had bad games. You know, they were like, oh, this guy, see, and then, you know, next week he shows up and he plays excellent. So I just think, you know, hear me out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. But really to judge. Let's see what happens. And maybe all those things are the reason why we saw Deshaun play so bad.
Nick, we appreciate you.
Nick, I think the Flacco kind of ruined the patience that I think Browns fans could have.
I don't think Browns fans had patience with this whole situation in the first place.
Week two against Pittsburgh last year, when Deshaun didn't have a great game, there was still the understanding that he was the quarterback the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had so many bring on Jameis Winston conversations in the past 24 hours. They're ridiculous. They shouldn't exist, but they existed. And I think that's because the fan base knows how good Stefanski can be with just about any quarterback. And I think they're ready to see something else. And I think Flacco, in many respects, I think Flacco is hurting the idea that Deshaun should have time to figure this out. He's going to have time, but I think it's hurting it.
It feels weird to say this, but I'm not going to write Deshaun off because of that performance.
Me neither.
If you want to lump them together, I get it. I'm not there, mostly because unless something else comes into play, he's going to be out there on Sunday, and he's going to be out there the Sunday after that. They've got 230 million reasons to give him as long of a leash as possible, and I think the writing him off thing, I think that's just wishful thinking as of right now for Cleveland Browns fans. And the funniest thing, maybe the best thing to come out of yesterday's loss, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.